This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They haven't found him yet. The search is still on for Robert Card, the man police say shot and killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston, Maine on Wednesday night. Police surrounded a home last night, searched, and then left. The AP's Donna Warder.
Late Thursday, heavily armed law enforcement, along with a police helicopter, surrounded a home near the suspect's hometown of Bowdoin, Maine. Officers yelled, "Come out with your hands up," which police said is a standard announcement. Neighbor Richard Goddard, who lives on the road where police searches were taking place, says he knows the family of suspect Robert Card, and he says Card knows every ledge and thicket to hide behind.
U.S. fighter jets hit targets in Syria this morning, linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Pentagon says it's retaliation for drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in the region. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We will take all necessary measures to protect our forces and our interests overseas.
Israel says its widely expected ground offensive into Gaza is coming soon, and it'll be long and difficult, says the defense minister. Israel's getting ready, says the AP's Karen Shamas.
Israeli forces, backed by fighter jets and drones, carried out a second ground raid into Gaza and struck targets on the outskirts of Gaza City, according to its military. The Israeli military said ground forces struck dozens of militant targets over the past 24 hours. It said aircraft and artillery bombed targets in Shijaya. That was the scene of a bloody urban battle between Israel and Hamas in 2014. I'm Karen Shamas.
We don't have to tell you this, but prices rose 0.4% from August to September, and compared with 12 months earlier, inflation is unchanged at 3.4%. The price of gas is down 4 cents in a week. Gas is $3.51 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Is your paycheck keeping up with rising prices?
A new poll finds many Americans say their household expenses are outpacing earnings this year. About 2 in 3 Americans say their expenses have gone up, but only about 1 in 4 say their income has increased over the same period last year, and only a third are confident their current situation will allow them to keep up with expenses. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About 8 in 10 Americans say their overall debt is about the same or higher than it was a year ago. About half say they currently have credit card debt, 4 in 10 have auto loans, and 1 in 4 have medical debt. Only 15% say their household savings have increased. Relatively few Americans, 18%, say they have enough money for retirement. Respondent Steve Shapiro in Pittsburgh says he used to spend about $100 a week on groceries, and now he's shelling out closer to $200. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.